Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
I've said it many times, I think he's the best. He's the best in football. He works hard at it. It means a lot to him. He's been studying it. He's been training. You can tell kind of shape he's in right now. You can see by the way through the ball. You guys all saw it today. First of all, I think he's a heck of a football player, but he's going to be a big body contested catch receiver for us. Plus, he brings all that experience. He's been in the big games before. He's made plays in the big games. He knows how to make plays. It's not going to be any situation. It's going to be too big for him. It looked like he had the speed and then just the ability to adjust and track. You know, last year he probably, you could tell he was thinking through the knee a little bit, it seemed like. I haven't seen any of that so far this spring.
Yeah, you know, Monk's a creative mind, and, you know, he's always pushing us to be better, run up to the line fast, all the little details that matter within a game. It makes a difference because when you're on your details, when you're focused on the little things, those are the things that matter. And I think that, you know, him continuing to push us, his creative mind is calling the plays. You know, he's on the point.
It's Mark Andrews, Ravens tight end. Last week, had a one winning drive. OTAs week one. Back at it today are the Ravens. Three times this week, out at one winning drive. It's going to be a beautiful week here weather-wise. A little hot, which is great.
Yes.
I mean, it felt like it was March on Sunday on June 1st, but it's more June weather. But that was Mark Andrews talking about offensive coordinator Todd Monken and growing in the offense, not just him, but the team. And now we're 3 years in. Yep. To set offense with Todd Monken. In the first year, Lamar Jackson won MVP. Keaton Mitchell, who John Harbaugh talked about, which we'll get to in a second, he was averaging 8 yards a carry. They were an explosive team that could kill you in multiple ways. Last year, Derrick Henry rushes for almost 2,000 yards. Lamar should have won MVP, 41 touchdowns, 4 picks. 119 quarterback rating, one of the highest of all time. And now it's third year. And pretty much the cast of characters has returned. And you add DeAndre Hopkins, who John Harbaugh was talking about. Big playability, big game experience, still with something left in the tank. So, man, there's a lot of things to be excited about. But Todd Monken, Vinny, trying to maximize the potential of an offense that appears to be, and this, I'm not drinking purple Kool-Aid or any sort of hyperbole here. Injuries always play a factor, but unlimited potential going on here.
I mean, Bob, when you look at it, I mean, like you said, Monken, first year, Lamar's the MVP, you know, and basically then the second. second year, Monken's offense. I don't care, you know, I mean, to me, Lamar was by far the MVP. You know, he had a much better year. He was a lot better than his MVP year. Statistics, everything, he was better, in my opinion, just watching him play and what he was asked to do, because he controlled everything at the line of scrimmage, where the year before he really didn't. You know, so now year three, going into year three, and he is in phenomenal shape. He looks just like he did last year physically. So just the things that he could do at the line of scrimmage, he's going to be even better at that. And, you know, like we heard Mark Andrews say, year three of Monken, where pretty much it's everybody is back, you know. And so Todd can add some stuff because he knows the players even better. So, okay, what, you know, what can we do, you know, systematically to take advantage of Zay or take advantage of Mark? Or, you know, I got my two tight ends who I love, you know. So we saw Isaiah Likely when he had a chance to be the one guy. Okay, let's incorporate more of that because we got two studs there. You know, I and like Keaton Mitchell's back this year, so you got another explosive guy in the backfield. I just think it's sky's the limit, I think, for the offense. I mean, they were number one last year, and they got every, and they should be better this year. If they, like you said, if they stay healthy, it's going to be dangerous.
Yeah, you have on the offense, who's your left guard? And the other question is with the offense. We know Loop's going to be a special teamer and
right.
probably get to see him out there this week kicking because the weather's going to be ideal. But if there's a question offensively with the personnel they have, yep. what is it?
That's it. The only question they got, Bob, is just like you said, who's the left guard? I mean, you look at the other teams in the division and you look at, all right, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, who's your quarterback? You know, right. we got an MVP quarterback. I mean, that's the issue, you know, there is. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, Ronnie Stanley's going to be better this year than last year because it's year two after all those injuries. I think he's going to have his best year probably since 19. Left guard, Voorhees, somebody will step up because, you know, you got a Pro Bowl center and you got a guy who's a Pro Bowl tackle and you're playing in between those two guys. So that makes life a lot easier for the left guard. So I think it's going to be kind of exciting, to be totally honest with you. I mean, you know, I mean, receiver-wise, Bob, I mean, Bateman had his best year, and it should only take off. Zay's back healthy, and he's been phenomenal. And Hopkins looks good. And Dez Walker, we're talking about him. He's looking good. You know, and Wester, you know, he'd probably be your returner, but he'd probably be on the field because he showed one practice and he showed. We were talking about him like when Keaton Mitchell's year when he was undrafted at the OTAs, like, damn, who that guy right. keeps, you know, so we'll see this week if Wester shows up, but he's getting behind people making plays. So I think, and they got the best backup they've had, you know, in a long time with Rush.
Okay, if you want to. Let's talk about it. We're like, they're going to be the greatest offense ever. Derrick Henry will rush for 1,900 yards at 16 touchdowns.
Probably not.
But 1,500.
Right.
10 double digits. Not the fall off. Lamar, 41 touchdowns, 4 picks. Quarterback rating pushing 120. Not saying he can't duplicate that, but, you know, Henry, 1,500 yards. Lamar, 105 quarterback rating. That's still going to be incredible enough to achieve things. And, you know, can Stanley duplicate 2024? I mean, I think these are fair questions, but we're talking about guys with proven track records of being badasses.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're going to crater into, that's a blind squirrel finding a nut year, and that was an outlier. No, these are guys with proven track records to succeed. So even if their production dips just a little bit, there's still so much coming at you in waves with other options here.
Well, I think, Bob, I think with Lamar, you know, he threw for 4,200 yards last year. you know, I don't see why he won't throw for 4,500 yards. I think he's going to be better. I mean, he's throwing the heck out of the ball. You know, 41-4. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's
going to be a tough duplication. But yeah. if it goes to 25-23, then we're talking like a major problem.
Right.
Which isn't going to happen, by the way.
No, I'm guessing, like, Bob, if you have 31-6 or something like that, I think fine. Doubt. You know, he had 100 and almost 120 quarterback rating this past year. You know, I mean, 110 quarterback rating, still damn good.
And say Henry, for instance, drops to 1,500. Think about that. That's how good he was. And then Keith Mitchell, now he's healthier, faster, more confident, as we heard John Harbaugh on the opening of the show, in the knee. I mean, whatever difference, I think he's more than capable of picking it up, because let's not forget everybody. Before he got hurt in 23, he was the featured back in that offense, and he was a home run hitter anytime he touched the ball.
Well, and let's not forget, the guy who I thought was outstanding last year was Justice Hill. You know, I mean, pass blocking wise, the guy's a stud, you know, but he looked faster and more explosive last year, you know, and he's always caught the ball well out of the backfield. I would like to see the decline in rushing yards, Bob. I wouldn't mind seeing Lamar go to like 700 instead of 915. You know, if Lamar would drop down to 700 and then, you know, some of the other backs picked up a little bit more, that would be fine. You know, with me. And in the receiving game, I mean, can we have 2,000-yard receivers? I think there's a chance.
Possible.
You know, I mean, Bateman had 72 targets. Bateman had 756, you know, and he's averaging almost 17 yards a catch. So I think that he's really going to have, you know, knock on wood, stay healthy, Bate. You know, and I think Lamar really trusts him. I think Lamar's got a lot of trust in a lot more guys now. You know, I think it's not just Andrews anymore. Now I think it's Andrews. I think it's likely. I think it's Bateman. I think it's Zay. I think it's all those guys. He has a lot of faith, and Justice Hill, a lot of faith and trust in throwing the ball to him.
It's 5880-1057, the Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. You want to crank to 12. We got you. Send your request, Plot Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Anything you want loud, we will accommodate you. Orioles in Seattle tonight. Start a three-game series against the Mariners. Birds coming off a three-game sweep of the White Sox. Seattle first place in the American League's Western Division. We will be breaking this series down as the program rolls on. Hey, Orioles ended May on a positive note. For the most part, and started June, fine. Can they be good enough in June to maybe erase the brutality of April and May to make you feel as though July could be the month that puts them back into any sort of realistic postseason conversation? Or is this just fool's gold with what they've done here over the last couple of weeks? And Colton Cowser's now back in the equation, as he was activated from the 60-day IL. And I'm sure he'll be in the lineup tonight against George Kirby. So when you get into that, we can. Anything else on your sports mind, feel free to join us. Bob Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Turn It Up Tuesday, 105.7 The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Tomo Sugano against George Kirby. Colin Cowser's back. So he adds a little oomph and defense and speed to the outfield equation. So we'll see how he's plug and play for Tony Manziello. You know, the Mariners, they can hit homers and they got some pop. Not exactly the greatest, like the Orioles, you know, team in regards to batting average and situational things. They're in the top 12 in runs scored. So they could do some things offensively. Kyle Raleigh's been brilliant. He'll be the starting catcher, should be, for the American League All-Star team this year. But we'll see if the Orioles can carry up this momentum. Sugano, he's a crafty, quality pitcher. So we'll see if he can keep them contained. Question is, George Kirby's been an All-Star. We'll talk about him during the whip. But he was hurt early, been back, been getting pounded. But Nolan, he was our preseason Cy Young Award pick in the American League. And, of course, we went right to the injury schleprock, and he's been underperforming since then.
Logan Gilbert.
Gilbert, yeah. Sorry. Sorry. That's right. But Kirby, we jinxed him, too, by talking about it. But we'll see what he can bring to the equation tonight against an Orioles lineup that is now added, you know, the second vote-getter in the American League Rookie of the Year voting. I predict that Gunnar Henderson's going to have a monster month of June. Monster month of June. Before we get to the phones, yes or no question. Adley Rutschman hits over 250 with five homers in June. Nolan?
No.
Benny?
No.
Man, I'm going to have to triple that. Yeah, but we hope.
Yeah.
We hope he hits
lower
three,
that to 203.
Let's just hope he hits, you know, if he hits 320 with 6, 7, 10 bombs, that would be great because they really need to get him going. But we'll all agree if he's batting second tonight, we'll be running hot tomorrow.
Yes,
especially
absolutely.
If it's an 0 for 5, 3K performance.
Yes.
I'm waiting on a good explanation for that. And I don't know if Mancelino's been asked directly, like, not, you don't have to press him on it, but just say, hey, I mean, you're moving other guys around in the lineup, so you're willing to make changes. You're willing to make lineup adjustments. Why are you locked in with Adley? Why is he the one exception?
Because Brandon Hyde's last pregame press conference, I was sitting next to Cordell, who asked Hyde the question, have you guys, because he was cleaning up that night when they got, just gave hand, here, take the win, it's yours. All that gaffes at the end of the game. But Hyde's like, yeah, we've had discussions. But at the time, a lefty was pitching. And he goes, right now, he's kind of the only guy that can hit right-handed because O'Neill's on the shelf and Mountie was already hitting. You know, he goes, I got to separate because it's a it, you know, the managers, like the matchup situations late are advantaged them. So he admitted Hyde that they had had discussions about dropping him, but for that particular game, they really had no other choice but to bat him there. That's almost 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Hyde's bye-bye. Why now?
Well, one of Mancelino's first lineups that actually made me take notice of that there might actually be changes with a new manager is he had three lefties, 1-2-3, leading off a game. I guess it must have been Holiday, Cedric, and O'Hearn.
Bring it.
And at the time, it was lightly criticized. I mean, I say lightly because those were three of your best hitters at the time. And nobody else was really hitting, so it's hard to argue against it. But from an opposing manager's standpoint, you get to the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, you're practically begging them to bring a lefty out of the pen.
Yeah, no doubt. But we, as we all know, you know, games change and tempo changes. Starting pitchers rarely throw complete games. So there, where the Orioles' reliance on the matchups has been kind of to their detriment, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just go to Hots, guys. Just go with them because they're playing a whole game anyway. What, are you going to pinch hit for Jackson Holiday now? No. Those days are gone. You're certainly not pinch hitting for Gunner or even Adley, even though he sucks against lefties. You got to do something. But if he's batting second tonight.
Who do you want to bat second?
Well, Mullins ain't.
No.
Because he's not playing.
Where's Couser batting? Second?
Well, let me answer the question. It's Jackson, Couser, Gunner.
Yep.
There you go. How's that?
Perfect.
Sounds good to me.
And then Adley bats like eighth or ninth, where he's kind of earned that status right now.
And it would be better
he's
for him.
He's still got a bat ahead of Mayo, though, I would think, right?
Well, I mean, lineup structure has changed so much. I don't have a problem putting a good hitter or a hot hitter in the nine spot just to ensure that you can help turn things back over. Maybe get somebody on for a Jackson Holiday leadoff. I mean, the whole, you know, oh, this guy's got a bad leadoff. Well, it's technically once per game that he's batting leadoff. You want to have somebody on ahead of him later in the game. So, I don't know. Traditional lineup structure, I think, has gone out the window.
Well, if he's batting second, we're going to be asking questions. And if he doesn't perform, which he hasn't for a long time, we're going to ask even more questions. That'll never really get answered, we don't think. But let's not jinx him. Hope he has a monster game wherever he hits in the lineup, because if the Orioles are trying to get to where they want to get, and I'm guessing they still want to have a winning record and get to a wild card level conversation, he's got to be part of it. A bad Adley's not helping them in any capacity whatsoever. Does Samuel Basayo come up later? That's another question altogether. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Vinny, welcome back, man. I've had a hernia fixed, and it's as painful as watching Rutschman and, you know, Heston hit right now. Are you able to stand up straight yet?
No.
Oh, man, it sucks. I guess it'll take a week or so, but it's a tough one to go through. But obviously, you're a fighter, so it won't be a problem. But what I got for you today, Vinny, because I'm going to save my Oriole talk for after we go on a run in Seattle for you, Bob. But Vinny, we've got four first round picks in the secondary alone, and I know you're high on TJ Tampa. I think Awuzie, I apologize for my pronunciation, but I think he's a great signing for cheap. I mean, he signed a huge contract for Tennessee just last year with $22 million guaranteed, but he had bad luck with the injuries. But my question to you, Vinny, do we have the best secondary in the NFL?
The best secondary? I'm going to say no, but possibly they could be, just because Starks is young. Starks ain't played a game yet, you know, with Hamilton and it looks like, you know, watching Marlon Humphrey, he looks like the same guy that he was last year, conditioning-wise and all that. Wiggins, you know, has got to make that jump. You know, losing Washington probably hurts a little bit, who's going to be there. But, you know, if you were, like, we're eight games in the secondary, they have the possibilities of getting there. Let's just say that. Are they there right now? I would say no. But can they be? Possibly, yes.
And you anticipate them coaching the handsy play out of Wiggins this offseason, right?
Well, that seems like every college guy coming in does that. I guess they get away with it in college, but they grab the heck out of people, you know, in college. And I've said it a million times, Wiggins doesn't, he runs 4.2 something. He doesn't need to be grabbing people.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Laurel. It's Quentin. Quentin, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Turning Up Tuesday?
Hey, so I had a question. So I was thinking about what you guys were talking about. I mean, I know I'm switching up, but I think that the struggles for the Orioles probably can go hand-in-hand with Adley, because when Adley was good, we were good. And then now that Adley's not good, the team's not good. And then when he came up, the team had some energy. And that's the one part. What do you think about that? And
then when he first came up, they were still bad. They were 10 games below 500 or whatever it was. And it was late May of 22. They wound up with their first winning record in years. Then they won the division the next year as he was an all-star for the first time in years. And last year, he's the starting catcher for the all-star game, and rightfully so, in the first half. And they were arguably the best team in baseball offensively as well. And he had a lot to do with it. Then he took the foul ball off the hand. And it all kind of circles back to that for a lot of people. And he sucked in the second half. Missed some games with the back. But he was great in spring training.
Yeah.
And he was great on opening day. Him and O'Neill are like Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth on opening day. And he's been bad since. And have we seen glimpses that he's going to come around? I don't know, man. So, yes, to your point, when he's going well, he's been kind of the Pied Piper of the Orioles' renaissance. And as now he struggles, others need to step up, of course. But him being a below-average player is not where anyone, Quentin, expected him to be less than a year after he was the starting catcher for the American League All-Star team.
But I'm saying the second part, though, like if Basayo was to, like, maybe if we had Basayo and him, because Basayo's hitting good right now. And so maybe if we had maybe Adley playing first base. And I know we have Kobe Mayo, but at the same time, though, I think Kobe Mayo is a trade piece. And so maybe Kobe Mayo can get us a pitcher, because that's what we really need. And maybe we can trade Kobe Mayo for a pitcher, put Adley at first base, put Basayo at catcher.
All right, Quinn, thanks for the call. Well, first of all, Kobe Mayo's got to prove he can hit major league pitching and play first base. So if he can do those sorts of things, but hey, Tyler O'Neill, he could get traded because he's a free agent at the end of the season. Who knows when Mountcastle's coming back with a hamstring. Yeah, we could see some maneuvering there, but, you know, talking to the guy, we'll talk to Rich Dubroff later. There's been no internal talks of moving Adley to first base and put Basayo behind the plate. They're just waiting for Adley's lifetime track record of being good at baseball to revisit itself. But now we're looking at a track record offensively, especially, that's coming up on almost a calendar year. So can he turn it around? But yeah, he started the revival of the Orioles' Adley with other pieces joining in. Now they need him to get back to where he was, for sure. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. 410-583-1057 is the number. Turn it up Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today Talk. Week two of OTAs, which includes today at 12:30. 80-degree weather. They're going to be fun out at Owings Mills.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Assume that barring injury is limitless almost. Because you have a franchise quarterback in the prime of his career. You have a running back who's coming off a prime season. Two young receivers. Young offensive line from center to the right side. We'll see about left guard. I mean, likely he's a rising star tight end. Andrews, proven star, et cetera, et cetera. So they got it. Now, defensively, all right.
There's still some questions.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Wonderful.
So very optimistic and positive end to May. Six for our last eight for the Orioles. I think what I noticed the most about that stretch is our starting pitching has become a little bit more consistent, which has been a positive note. Now our bullpen, on the other hand, has gotten a little iffy. You know, when they throw Soto out there, I flip a coin and see if he picked the right side. And that's not just Soto; that's a lot of the other pitchers as well. I'm just picking on him. But in terms of Colton Cowser coming back for this series, I think it's going to be really good for us on an offense and defensive standpoint, being able to hopefully have a guy that is a five-tool player in a way to break up the lineup. That's my one thing that I have a problem with Kerstad is I just don't see him as a five-tool player anymore.
Yeah, I'm still not trying to figure out what the one tool is. I mean, he's supposed to have a hit tool, Ryan, as you know, and we've seen glimpses of that power from time to time, but base running not appearing to be a strong suit. We know defensively he has his struggles. I don't see any batting titles in his future. So if he's a power guy, start flashing that power, man, because he's been getting opportunities to do it. And look, Tyler O'Neill's going to be coming back here soon, so they're going to have to make another move in that outfield, and he might be heading back to Norfolk. Who knows?
Yeah, and I think he definitely needs to. And, you know, and speaking on, you know, we talked about Adley a little bit, and I'm excited for Westberg to be coming back because I really want to see Adley get pushed down in the lineup a little bit and kind of agreeing with, I understand what Brandon Hyde was talking about with the matchups, and you want to keep Adley at the top to break up those lefties. Well, now with Westberg coming back soon, there's no excuse for it. You know, there's no reason to have him up there unless a guy is a righty pitcher is absolutely dominated by lefties and you want to stack that top half the lineup. So, but I've been very happy with the past few days. I've had good sleep for the past 4 days knowing that they haven't lost. One's a question.
Yeah, real quick. We got other people on here.
Yep. Do you think that moving Adley to switch one certain way like Cedric Mullins would help him out in terms of hitting? So, well, and that's all I'll leave.
Hey, Ryan, thank you. Rock Abaco actually wrote about that today as whether or not the Orioles have approached him about abandoning and hitting from the right side where he's putrid right now. And he said, nope, not yet. But I remember we had Cedric Mullins on right around COVID time. And I asked him, said, if the Orioles came to you about abandoning the switch hitter thing, and he said, we've discussed it. And then he finally just full on said, yeah, that's it. And look, he took off and became first and only 30-30 guy in the history of the Orioles. All right, let's get back to the phones. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let's have a conversation for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
First off, man, shout out to Caleb Plant. I think he's done. Nevertheless,
he got his ass whipped, and you know, boxing Ray, they were trying to screw that guy with that split decision nonsense. It's like,
They were trying to say that Charlo card for real. I've looked at boxing a long time. You've been looking at boxing and know the politics and been around fighting before I was even born.
Yeah.
So you already know what was happening, what was going on. But we'll get to that another day.
Sure.
Quick question. Everybody, I've been hearing people call all morning. They've been saying what they've been saying, but no one wants to give Maverick Hanley the credit for Turner being a good defensive catcher. I've been noticing because the last caller pointed out that he's been, that the pitching staff's been performing well. Nobody wants to give Maverick Hanley credit for handling the pitching staff, man, handling the battery rather. So I don't get it when it comes to that. Chicks love the long ball. We love the offense. But got to give Maverick Hanley some credit. So I believe in this team. And I think that this team is going to make a run, coming back. But, Vinny, welcome back, man. Glad you made it, out your health situation.
Yep.
I have a question for you. How did you handle the Stephon Diggs situation? It's the talk of the town. It's the talk of pop culture right now. And I would hate to be in the front office of New England Patriots because – Stephon Diggs is a handful, and he's not the Minnesota. He's not even the Buffalo Stephon Diggs anymore. Local guy. Love him. But how would you handle that situation? Also, you hear the fans talking about, oh, man, we should move on for Heston Kerstad. He's the number two overall pick. So as a GM, how would you handle the Stephon Diggs situation? How would you handle the Heston Kerstad situation? Because – He has the bat, Bob. It's the reason why he made, like Ron said last week, two postseason rosters. Catch y'all later.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, Ray in Baltimore.
Yeah, the thing with Stephon Diggs, you notice where he was yesterday.
OTAs.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you – I think that's how you handle it. Vrabel handled it. He came out publicly, and then all of a sudden, bam, Stephon's back. So I think they found out who the boss was. I think that's how they found out. And I think New England's handling it perfectly right now because they got him back. And I'm sure they told him, hey, listen, this is not places you've been in the past. This is not how we do things, in New England. If you're going to go be on a boat and do all that, fine. But don't be on social
media. Who's recording all of it?
Oh, it's got to be the people on the boat.
I mean, come on, dude.
Well, they're all about, what is it, likes and, they want to be.
Views.
Yeah.
Influencing, isn't that part of the social media realm? But he's coming back from an injury, and it looks like he's worked himself back nicely.
Yeah, he looks good.
From it. But, man, it was a bad PR look.
Oh, yes.
And he's supposed, air quotes, be the dude that takes Drake May to another.
We'll see.
And we all like Stephon Diggs, former Terp, of course, big recruit way back when, no doubt.
But he's, with receivers are divas, man. Receivers are different dudes, and I've been around a lot of different, T.O. and they're all different, and they all want the ball, and if they don't get the ball, they're not happy, and you got to deal with them differently than you do with other people.
And with Diggs, too. He was a five-star recruit, became a fifth-round draft pick, and became an all-pro.
Yeah.
But Minnesota, Buffalo, Houston, and now New England. So he's doing the promotional tour.
yeah,
shall we say, at this stage of his career.
He needs to play for Pittsburgh.
We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire. We'll talk about week two of OTAs. Open to the media 3 days this week. That was not the original plan. Whip around 11:15 and Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio. Talk about what's happening in his world as OTAs are part of the equation. Then mandatory mini camp by the end of the month. And then it's a break until training camp 2025, and then you got the Hall of Fame game and preseason football. It just never ends, and we're talking about it here on The Fan. We'll talk about all that good stuff. A couple of cool things happen on this day in Orioles history, and then Vic Carucci talks about NFL with him. Vic's been covering the league as well as anyone for many years now in the NFL Network radio world, so we'll catch up with him. But right now, let's get out to the phones. Go to Trey in Joppa. Trey, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Turn It Up Tuesday? Trey. No, Trey. Wanted to talk about the Ravens' improvements, it sounded like, and where have they improved?
Well, safety is going to be the biggest thing. You know, to me, that's why they took Malachi Starks, you know, in the first round, because they wanted to unleash Kyle Hamilton a little bit. And then the biggest thing that I think they got to improve upon, you know, I mean, I'll be anxious to watch Simpson. You know, I mean, because that's a big thing for them is Simpson.
All right, let's get back to Trey. Trey, what's up?
What's up, fellas? My fault.
That's all good. How you doing?
Not bad. On the topic of how the Ravens can improve, and offensively, obviously, everybody knows it's going to be tough to do what we did last year and make it look the same way. I'm a fan. One of my favorite quotes is, sometimes less is more. When I look at Mahomes last year and his underwhelming statistical season, when I look at Josh Allen versus us in the playoff, Josh Allen was 16 for 22, 177 yards. I think his rating was 86. We lose those games if Lamar has that similar stat line. Traditionally, we don't win if Lamar isn't great. I listen every week, Vinny, for your keys, and you be hitting on them. But one thing I'll say is almost every week, you're going to say one or two things. Lamar be Lamar, or Lamar be the best quarterback on the field.
Yep.
Can we win if he isn't? And I think a lot of that has to come really from the defense.
Yep.
I mean, Lamar can't do much more than he can. Guys, can we get some turnovers? We had – the offense and Lamar had too few turnovers for us for our turnover margin to be what it was last year. You know, can we get some sure fields for the offense? Can defense – I mean, Humphrey did it against Pittsburgh. Can you score a touchdown for it? Tyler Loop or Fruit Loop make some kicks that Justin Tucker couldn't make last year? You know what I mean? I just think – the narrative of Lamar has to be great for us to win, that's not true for other teams. You know, like I said, look at the Buffalo game. That was a concern. Buffalo called that game like they didn't know they had Josh Allen. They called that game very conservatively. And I don't know, it's a tough thing to prepare for, because guess what? I don't want Lamar to stats to suffer. I don't want him to throw 18 touchdowns like Jalen Hurts. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like that give and take of, defense, can you help us out to the point where he don't have to be as great every game? And one last thing, Vinny, I just wanted to say, when you go out to OTA today, check out my boy Mike Green. Let me know what that first step looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks, Trey.
It was quick last week. And watching him in college, I mean, that's one of the most impressive things that he does. But back to his point, defensively, I mean, just think if the defense would have played halfway decent the first – you know, part of the season, they're probably, you know, the number one seed. And if Tucker doesn't cost them a couple games, they're probably the number one seed. And the reason Kansas City, you know, has been so good, defense. And why did Buffalo, what was the difference with Buffalo this year in the playoff game? Their defense was much better. You know, the Ravens ran up and down them here in Baltimore.
I blew them out.
Yeah.
You handed them their first loss, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, I mean, defensively is going to be the key. They need to get some turnovers is what they need to do. And caller, you know, give them some short field. You've got one of the most potent offenses. You have one of the best scoring offenses, you know, touchdown-wise in a league. Give them some short fields. You want to get, you know, you're going to average 30 points a game? You know, I mean – defense can help that out a lot.
In regards, and he made a great point about Lamar, too. one of the reasons the Ravens, and Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong, as we go to the top of the hour, I don't recall an instance or a game in which they were blown out since he's been the starting quarterback. There's no 38 to fives or 35 to threes. There's nothing like that. So he keeps you, even if he might not have this great statistical game in four quarter totality, you know, he first half of the Bills, he wasn't all that great.
Right.
Second half, he was. Yep. So there's always going to be these Lamar moments, like last year was the narrative. When they're down by 10, they don't win with him as a quarterback. He erased that a couple of times. Yeah. In 2024. So, yeah, they're good enough talented-wise where they don't quarter. They could win games against good teams, not the slappies. Good teams with him with a 75-80 quarterback rate. So that's actually a very good point, Trey.
Yeah, I just don't see
awesome.
Lamar having a bad – do you recall a game, Bob, when he's had a bad four quarters?
That Miami game on that Thursday night where he's throwing helmets and all of that, because yeah. It was rainy, slick. But for the most part, no.
Yeah. He may have, like you just said, a bad two quarters, but the other two quarters are going to make up for the
Yeah,
the
his
other.
Rookie year, the playoff game against the Chargers, where they had like 8,000 defensive backs there, that was kind of slowed him down. But they had the ball in the fourth quarter with a chance to tie the game. Or even take the lead. But, yeah, he keeps them in every game because he's a stud.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. Talk more Ravens. Kevin Allstriker, Whip Around, Lev 15, Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, Funhouse, Lev 45. Vinny's off to one winning drive at noon. Rich Dubra. We'll preview the Orioles and Mariners with him coming up at 12:30. You confident the Orioles? Even Ray, who stuck a fork in him, said that he could see hope. I need to see wins like everybody else.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.